Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody have a leader? As we study your word. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Evangelist Renee, for that beautiful prayer. Amen, amen. And once again, we're doing our review. We won't be able to go over everything Pastor taught, but we're going to, you know, pick out some highlights as the Lord leads. But before we do that, we're going to sing happy birthday to Pastor and let him know we do appreciate you, Pastor. We appreciate your dedication, and you deserve this beautiful, blessed day. And I love the fact that you're with your family and celebrating your birthday. And I believe you said your grandson also. So we just want to sing happy birthday to you. Amen. Amen. I don't know who's all on the line. I know Evangelist Renee is, but it might be coming all kind of ways. But we're going to do this so that you know we love you, Pastor. So let us sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor and grandson. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Bless you.
May God
bless you.
Bless you. May God bless you.
May God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. We love you.
Love you, Pastor.
All right. Praise God. And thank you. Thank you so much. So for our review, Pastor has been teaching this past week on make the decision to abide in the secret places. Make a decision to abide in the secret places. And we came from Psalms 91, and actually the entire psalm, and he went about throughout the week bringing out this scripture. So reading it from the King James, first of all, the first verse, Psalms 91, he said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his wings, and under his wings," let me go back to verse 4, "he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Thousands shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen, amen. So that was Psalms 91, verses 1 through 16. Amen. And so when you read that out of a different translation, which I have here, the New Living Translation, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Now keep in mind that the subject is make the decision to abide in the secret places. The secret place is the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. And so that second verse says, this I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. So see, right there, you're dwelling in the shadow of the Almighty. So you have made the decision that you're going to abide in the secret places. And that verse where it tells us, verse 4, where it says, he shall cover thee with the feathers. So from the New Living, it says, he will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Let me read that again. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and praise God. Oh, thank God. Let's look at that from the Message Bible. Let me see, can I pick that verse out? That is just so, I just thank God for his word, because his word protects us. His word guides us. And that's the song, say you believe. So you have to believe that. Amen. So from the Message Bible, I'm going to read the verses 1 through 4 so we can bring it all in together. It says, you who sit down in the high God's presence, we're in the presence of God. Anytime you set your mind, say, Lord, here I am. You're in the presence of God. It says, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you, and I'm safe. That's dwelling or abiding in the secret place. Amen. So you tell the Lord, I trust in you, and I am safe. That's right. He rescues you, hidden traps. Can I say that again? He rescues us from hidden traps, those traps that we can't see, those traps that someone may be setting because they're envious or they're jealous or whatever. God got us. We ain't got to worry about them. We don't have to worry about our enemies. We ain't got to worry about them. Amen. It also says he shields us from deadly hazards. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. It says arms protect us. He's protecting us. And then it says under them, we're perfectly safe. That's just talking about the feathers that the King James says. So talk about his arm. That's what's shielding us. That's what's keeping us. That's what's protecting us. Why? Because we have made the decision to abide in the secret places. Amen. We're just like, you know, God, but he is our Father. So just like when we look at it in the natural, like the little pastor would say that, when you're looking at it in the natural, just like we as parents shield our children, God does the same for us. Amen. We don't allow hurt as much as we can. We protect our children from, you know, hazards and danger and what we can protect them from. God does the same thing for us because we have made the decision to abide in secret places, his secret place. Amen. And I love that. It says his huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So what else is saying to us? Fear nothing. Not wild wolves in the night, nor flying arrows in the day. From the Message Bible. It says, not diseases that prowls through the darkness, not disasters that erupt at high noon. Ooh, we praise God because we're protected. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe. Amen. Don't you want to say praise God? Amen. Goes on reading from the Message Bible, even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze you. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You'll stand untouched. Watch it all from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into courts. So you don't have to worry. God got you. I think I heard Evangelist Renee say one time, God is her pilot. Amen. I like that. That means he in control. Continue reading. Yes, because God's your refuge. God is our refuge. He's the one who protects us. He's the one that's holding us up. It says, the high God, your very own home. Thank you, Lord. Evil can't get close to you. See there? Know that you covered. Know that you for you. Harm can't get through the door. Thank you, Lord. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. Thank you, Lord. Can I say that again? He ordered his angel. See, God ordered his angel. God ordered his angel. I want y'all to get that. God ordered his angel to guard you wherever you go. Thank you, Lord. So they're not just guarding us sometimes. They're guarding us wherever we go. So it's going to say, if you stumble, they'll catch you. Thank you, Lord. Their job is to keep you from falling. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the angel. Let me go back up to that 11th verse. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say that again. He ordered his angels to guard you and I wherever we go. And if we stumble, they're there to catch us. Why? Because their job is to keep us from falling. Well, that's a message in itself. Praise God, praise God. Why? Because we have making the decision or have made the decision to abide in the shadow. I'm sorry, in the secret place. I don't know why I want to say the shadow. It takes me over to Psalms 23. But that's the decision, because you have made this decision. God has ordered his angels to guard us, to keep us from stumbling. And if we stumble, they'll catch us. And their job is to keep us from falling. So they're going to protect us. Amen. Amen. Pastor also brought out, and this is on Monday, and he brought out, he said, we have, there's three things to live by. Faith, the Word of God, and to live in Christ. Faith, the Word of God, and to live in Christ. We also read Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2. And I'll go there. Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2. Now, this is, remember now, we have made our decision to abide in the secret places. So Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So from the New Living Translation, it says, I looked up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's where our help comes from. Amen. Why? Because God made everything. Everything was made by him. So 121 reading from the Message Bible, verses 1 and 2. I look up to the mountain. Does my strength come from the mountains? No. My strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and the mountains. So our strength comes from God. So when you're going through life challenges, if you will, know that your strength comes from God. Your help comes from God. Trust him. Allow him to guide you and lead you as he will. You surrender yourself to him. Say, Lord, here I am. Amen. You are new in Christ, so you are connected with him. So you can say, here I am, Lord. My help and my strength comes from you. I'm trusting in you, Lord. I need you to guide me as you order my steps. Amen. In your word. Let my light shine that I am able to be all that I can be for you, Lord. For the Lord. Not man and what man has to say. You are and we are to please God. Amen. So in abiding, Pastor touched on abiding. You're setting up residence there. You're living there. You're going to stay there. And I like how he says that when you're going to abide somewhere, you're going to put pictures up. You're going to hang curtains. You're going to, you know, make it livable because that's where you're going to abide. And that was in John 15 and verse 7. And let me go there. John 15 and verse 7. I always start off with the King James, and then I go to the other translations if you're following along with me. So John 15, 7 says, if ye abide in me, and my words, God's words, abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done to you. Now, let me go back and read that again. Because, you know, someone might have missed that. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Think about that. So I got to abide in you, Lord? Yes.
I'm going to put that coffee in my cup.
Yes, you have to abide in the Lord. This is what the scripture is telling us. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Wow. Thank you, Lord. So you got to have God's word. You're dwelling in the secret place. You're abiding in the secret place. Reading it from the New Living Translation, it says, but if you remain in me, okay, abide and remain, it's the same. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask you want and it will be granted. Can I read that again? But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. Thank you, Lord. So that's what we have to do. Amen. Abiding in God. Set up residence. Let him be your everything. Your everything. Amen. So reading that from the Message Bible, it says, but if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Let me read that again so to sink into our hearts. But if you make yourself at home, that means abiding in the Lord. Then it says, and my words are at home in you. That means you have to have God's word in your heart. You can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to. That tells me God hears our prayer. God hears everything and acted upon. He's going to grant your request in his time now, not in our time. Because remember, his time is not our time. His ways is not our ways. His thought is not our thoughts. But once you come into the knowledge, the newness, you abiding in him, all that is, you're included. Amen. You talk to the Lord like we're talking right now. Is listening. He wants to hear from you. Amen. Abide in the secret places. You know, I know I'm jumping to Friday, but I just thought Friday just was, it was something that Evangelist Renee had said when she gave, no, it was Thankful Thursday, when she gave her, to me, testimony about what God has done in her life. And she brought back one of the pastor's messages that he had brought out. I'm trying to find that. When she said she put her faith, and as we know, Pastor and I know, because we saw the pictures of her foot, and you, how she stood on the word of God. She stood on 1 Peter 2:24, where it says, by his stripes we're healed. But then she said that she had faith in God's word. Pastor had gave a message, and this was at least 20 years ago. And that passage, and it ties right into what the message was. Pastor was teaching, said, make a decision, see it through, all the way through. So you see how that ties in when it says, what Pastor's topic was, make the decision to abide in the secret place. There you have it. Make a decision to see it through. Don't stop because it's not agreeing with what you're thinking. But make the decision, see it through all the way through. Don't let no one and nobody stop you from abiding in God's word and living that life that God has us to live. And you have to have faith in God's word. And he touched a little bit on that too. Hebrews 11. And I'm going to read that. And I'm going to leave space, because I'm not sure who's on, but maybe Evangelist Renee, I know she's on. She may want to have something to say, but right now I'm going to go to Hebrews 11. And Pastor read 6, and we were just, you know, just all through Hebrews, out through the week. So, like I said, we can't cover everything. If you get the opportunity, you want to go back and listen to these messages, I tell you, they are uplifting. They are, they will inspire you. They will encourage you. The teaching of our pastor is just so, to me, so profound. So we read, I'm going to read the first verse, and then I'm going to read the sixth verse, because the sixth verse pastor brought out quite a bit. But Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Reading it from the New Living Translation, says, faith is the confidence that we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. And then that sixth verse says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then from the New Living Translation says, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Let me read that again. And it is impossible to please him. I'm sorry. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Amen, amen. Sincerely now. You can't go half-stepping. You can't go, oh, I'm going to do this today and I'll think about it tomorrow. No, sincerely. daily, every day. So reading from the Message Bible, Hebrews 11:1, fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Can I say that again? The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Amen, amen. And you know that second verse said, it is our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. Amen. Praise God. Then that sixth verse says, from the Message Bible, Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible. Didn't say might, maybe. It said it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. And I'm going to read that again. Please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God, what we got to do? Must believe both that he exists, that's one, and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. That's two. Amen. Amen. And I like the scenario Pastor gave us on the substance. He was sharing with us that your substance, say like you get a check monthly or you work a job, that pay is your sustenance. That sustenance helps you to make it through to the next month or the next payday. That's our sustenance. So that's what you're looking for. So as we draw closer to God, allow his word to be our sustenance, that we are able to go to the word of God, just like we go to the fountain and drink water, or you buy bottled water, I don't know. But you make sure you get that water in you throughout the day. You may drink coffee. Well, you might want to have that, you know, once or twice a day. What your substance is what you allow in your body or your spirit, man. Amen. Allow God's word so that we're able to stand on that word, go to that word, talk to God one-on-one. Because we have to abide in the, I always want to say secret, I always want to change it, but abide in the secret places. No, the world can't understand that. They'll never understand that till they change that lifestyle and come and draw closer to the Lord and seek him. Remember, too, we were the ones, and even the scripture tells that, yeah, we were out of that once upon a time, too. Our mindset wasn't on serving God, pleasing God, learning about God. We were doing our own thing. I don't know about you, or let me put myself. Let me just speak for myself. Busy doing stuff I thought I was, you know, big enough to do. And then God saw fit to look beyond my thoughts. And I knew who, began to know who he was, began to take time with him. And through the word at noon, being in the word of God every day, yes, pastor teaches this word, but the Holy Ghost will make it even plainer to you. God will bring this word closer to you to let you know, yes, you have to abide in me. If you're going to be my child, if you're going to serve me, amen. And we have, amen, and we have the scriptures to guide us, the scriptures to lead us. Like the word of God say, it is impossible to please God from it. You can't please God if you don't have his word. How you going to please him? Amen. How you going to talk to him if you don't know what you're going to talk about? You don't want to hold a conversation with somebody and you know, they don't know what you're talking about. They'll be looking at you like you got two heads on your shoulders. But God's word is right here for us. So we have to get along. Turn off that TV. Get out of social media. And spend some time, quality time with the Lord. You do this daily. And your spirit man begin to grow. You want more of God's word. I'm reminded of a movie that I saw. I'm a big movie. I love to watch movies. If you don't know, I enjoy wholesome movies, I call them faith-driven movies. And this one I really enjoy. It's pretty old now. It's called War Room, and how the young lady, she went to church occasionally. We know that we're the church, okay? But she was going to this building occasionally, but she wasn't really mind focused on that. She was more focused on her job and being submissive, trying to be submissive to her husband. Well, he was doing his own thing at the time. But she met this lady, and this lady helped her to get into God's word and let God fight her battle. I don't know if y'all ever seen it, but if you get a chance, just watch The War Room. And she started off in this prayer closet. Well, she said herself, she said when she first went in, she was like, oh, it seemed like she was in there eternity, she said. But then the more she got the word of God in her, the more she would pray more, the more she would forget about the time because she's spending time with God. And no, she didn't neglect her family. I'm not saying that she was, that's all she did. No, she, you know, she was the wife and she took care of her daughter and, you know, she still did the thing. But then she took time out for God. That's what I'm saying. Set some time aside for you and God to communicate. Of course, you're going to enjoy the other things that you enjoy watching. You may enjoy watching the games. Like I could share that with my sister because she loves watching sports. You might enjoy cooking, or you can still enjoy all those things. But take time out, have God first. Let God be the head. We say that, but don't take it for granted. Remember, you want to dwell within him. You want to abide in the word of God. so that you can have this conversation with him one-on-one. Amen. When the word at noon is done, you can still talk to God one-on-one. Amen. Praise God. But through the word at noon, I have grown. I thank God that it's available. I'm so reminded, and I'm going to let anyone else have something to say. I'm so reminded that that was a focus of my mother's. She always wanted to have prayer at noon. And so we might have like one or two people, you know. And so when the Lord called my mother home, I wanted to continue that, but I could not get it going. And then, bless the Lord, the pastor started it up, and I said, thank you, Lord. Coming and listening and learning at noon has really helped me to grow in God and strengthen me. And when I'm tested and tried, I can always go to the word and helps me get through whatever it is I'm going through. It could be a cold, it could be just, you know, trials or tests or whatever I'm be going through at that time. God's word, you allow him to. His word will strengthen you. Amen. That's why this closing scripture, it is impossible to please God apart from faith. Amen. So let us draw closer to him. Amen. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to see if there's anyone like to have something like to say, anything they'd like to add at this time. Amen. Well, we're thankful. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to say you've done a wonderful job. I enjoyed the review. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you so much, Evangelist. And we want to also give thanks to Sister Laura. She prayed a couple of times last week, and we'll continue to also keep her in prayer. Amen. And I have this one that said, prayer is powerful, and we are to agree with God's word. That was a pastor had brought that out also. I tell you, these are so good. So I'm going to give the website, so if anyone want to go in and listen to any of the past week word, you can do so. And it is www.blogtalkradio.com/blog@noon. Amen. And just enjoy God's word. So once again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/blog@noon. Yeah, I say God bless each and every one. I thank you all for your patience, and thank you, Evangelist Renee, for doing the prayer and helping out, and thank you for your encouraging words. So, Pastor, we pray that you're enjoying your birthday. And be blessed, and everyone stay safe. We see everybody tomorrow for the word at noon. God bless.
God bless.